This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Uranium Workers' Day at New Mexico State Capitol on February 27th. The Multicultural Alliance for a Safe Environment, MAZE, is organizing a Uranium Workers' Day at the New Mexico State Capitol for Monday, February 27th, in order to raise awareness about the continuing health and environmental impacts from uranium mining faced by many New Mexicans. Navajo Nation President Russell Begay will attend the event. Laguna Pueblo President Virgil Siao will be unable to attend, but we'll send the Pueblo Tribal Secretary in his absence. Beginning at 10 a.m., MAZE will hold a training about how to lobby your state senators and representatives. It will be held at the Garrett's Desert Inn, located at 311 Old Santa Fe Trail. At noon, a press conference in the Capitol Rotunda will be heard. Participants will then speak with their state senators and representatives about their concerns and show support for Senator John Pinto's State Memorial 85 and Representative Wanda Johnson's House Memorial 40. The memorials call for the expansion of compensation and health care for uranium workers, Trinity Test Downwinders, and New Mexicans, as proposed in the recently introduced U.S. Senate Bill 197 that amends the Federal Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, RECA. Senator Pinto and Representative Johnson represents residents in McKinley and San Juan counties where uranium has been mined and milled. The House Memorial is co-sponsored by Representative Aliseo Lee Alcon, Representative Georgine Lewis, and Representative Patricia A. Lundstrom. RECA is a federal law originally passed by the United States Congress in 1990 to award financial reparations to downwinders of the above-ground atomic tests at the Nevada test site. On-site test participants during atmospheric nuclear weapons tests, and uranium miners and millers who developed cancer and/or other specific illnesses as a result of radioactive fallout or radon gases to which they were exposed. Radon gases are found in uranium mines. U.S. Senate Bill 197 expands RECA to include the uranium miners and millers who worked after 1971, as well as the Trinity Test Downwinders and New Mexicans exposed to radiation. It is co-sponsored by Senator Tom Udall and Senator Martin Heinrich of New Mexico. A companion bill will be introduced in the U.S. House of Representatives the week of February 27th. Representative Johnson's House Memorial 40 is scheduled to be heard on Thursday, February 23rd at 8 a.m. before the House State Government, Indian and Veterans Affairs Committee in the New Mexico State Capitol, Room 309. Please join MAZE in support of House Memorial 40. For more information, please contact Susan Gordon, S. Gordon, at swuraniumimpacts.org or call 505-577-8438. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.